The Silver and Black Show.
We got three games against division opponents, so it'll be a great opportunity for us to measure ourselves up against the teams that are in our division. If we aspire to be a playoff team, those are the teams that we got to be able to beat. And so, you know, I look for them to rise up to the challenge and try to win these football games.
Well, the easiest way to make the playoffs in the NFL is to win your division, and the Denver Broncos already have 11 wins. They're in the playoffs. Kansas City has 10 wins. They're likely going to make the playoffs, so the Raiders need to gauge where they are at the end of the year against these two playoff teams, and also San Diego at 6-7 in between. Welcome back to our Silver and Black Show. Greg Papa joined, as always, by the two-time Super Bowl-winning quarterback of the Raiders, Jim Plunkett. You look at the schedule, Jim. Kansas City on Sunday, 10-3. Then at San Diego, you wind it up against Denver, 11-2. The AFC West is loaded.
Yeah, what a way to finish the season for the Raiders going up against those three teams. You know, it's quite a challenge. There's no doubt about it. Maybe they can make a statement, knock off all three, two, one of them. But, you know, they have a chance to let them know that they're going to be a factor in this race next year.
And to match up with these teams, you certainly got to put points on the board, and that's going to lead off our Raider headline for Week 15. The Raiders did score plenty in New York, but the defense and special teams gave up 37. But our number one headline, Jim, we're going Reese mode here on the Silver and Black Show. Look at Marcel Reese. Remember last year when he got a couple of starts? At the end of the year, he went for over 100 against New Orleans. On this run, great power play here, great block from Lucas Nix. He pops it 63 yards, and one of the fastest cornerbacks in pro football, Antonio Cromartie, number 31, cannot run him down.
You know, everybody's been pulling for Marcel Reese ever since he got here. What a versatile guy. He can do it all. Catch out of the backfield, block for the running back, be a running back himself. Very versatile guy. You like to see him get more touches during the course of a ball game, and he did this particular game against the Jets, and he really showed up big time.
Yeah, 19 carries, Jim, for 123 yards. He also added 38 receiving yards. Rashad Jennings may come back for the game Sunday against Kansas City. Marcel is quite a weapon on offense.
Yeah, he certainly is, but you need them both. You need to be healthy. But you also need Rashad Jennings in the ball game. He's really performed well this year, and when they're both in the ball game, you know, you kind of got to split time between the two. So Marcel Reese becomes more of a blocker than he does a receiver or a running back. But, you know, they can both work it out, get the ball to each of them during the course of a ball game, and they will come up with some big plays for you.
Rashad Jennings has been arguably plunked the Raiders' offensive MVP in a terrific month of November. It'll be nice to have him back possibly in this game on Sunday against the Kansas City Chiefs. No question who the Raider defensive MVP has been in 2013, and that's our second headline. That would be the man in the middle. And I think the Raiders have found their middle linebacker for the future, Jim. They did give him a multi-year contract this offseason. He leads the team in tackles with 128. He had 9 more on Sunday in New Jersey. Broke up a pass, forced a fumble. He leads the Raiders in quarterback sacks with 5.5. That would be Nick Roach.
Yeah, it certainly would be. He's doing it all for the Raiders. He's their captain on defense, calls the plays, sets them up in the right positions, and he himself has been very big in making plays, as you said, leads the team in tackles. He's all over the football field. What a leader that Nick Roach is.
He is a silent leader on this team, but we're going to talk to him on the Silver and Black Show. He'll make his first appearance coming up a little bit later. The Raiders quarterback of their defense, middle linebacker Nick Roach. Now for our third headline in the Week 15 of the Raider headlines, it's simply going back to Cali, Jim, after traveling nearly 17,000 miles, 16,400, two trips to northern New Jersey and two trips to Texas, Houston and Dallas on Thanksgiving Day, the Raiders don't leave the state the final three games of the year.
Which is good for them. We went along on those trips as well as the team, and it does wear you out, but it's good to be home for the Raiders. Don't leave the state of California, as you mentioned, and, you know, we've got three tough opponents. So there's no doubt about it, but, you know, they can pull their things together, play well, show what they can do, show the coaches what they're capable of doing for the Raiders to finish strong this 2013 season.
And the final two home games are going to be exciting. The Denver Broncos will be in the final week of the year, and the ancient rivals, the Kansas City Chiefs, are coming in this Sunday. This week on the Silver and Black Show, we will talk defense with the key offseason acquisition at middle linebacker Nick Roach. We will ask head coach Dennis Allen about the opportunity the Silver and Black have to make a statement in their final three games of the year. And Jim and I break down the 10-3 Kansas City Chiefs. All this and more on Week 15 of the Silver and Black Show.
The Silver and Black Show is brought to you by Hawaiian Airlines. Hawaii starts here.